From Moody Radio Chicago, you're listening to This Is The Day with Nancy Turner. For more information, visit our website, thisistheday.fm. Now here's Nancy Turner.
I'm so glad that I got to meet Alice Tyson, and I guess I have to thank one of our employees here at Moody, Bruce Everhart, who brought her name to me many years ago. I think there was an article, Alice, was it in Time or Newsweek or I don't know where I saw it.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Maybe one day we'll get there.
I don't know where we saw it, but anyway, he brought this and he said, you know, you might find this interesting, and boy, I sure did. His Wheels International, the use of a bicycle or a custom-made tricycle that can be used to help people in who have certain disabilities, who live in other countries, using recycled things. I mean, just it's a wonderful thing. And in fact, God uses everything in his economy. Here, Alice, who is here in the studio with me, we began interviewing her some years back. And Alice, you suffer from something called chronic fatigue syndrome, and nobody really understands that till it happens to them, that it's not about, what do they call it, the white-collar something or another? I don't know
yuppie
what it was.
Yuppie flu is what it was called for a while.
Yeah, but it is a devastating condition. You being a bicyclist, your goal to bike on every continent in the world, probably, and you got pretty close, I think, before this happened. And then you got God used what you had in you, your passion for bicycling, to turn it into those who needed it in so many other ways. Even if you weren't bicycling and you weren't using those pedals, people who needed them were using them. Tell us a little bit about, so that folks who don't know what His Wheels International is, give us a thumbnail on that.
Yes, well, His Wheels started in 2005, so we're entering our ninth year of ministry. And we began with bicycles, just two-wheeled bicycles, and my goal was to get them to those in African countries who to help people get around, pastors, healthcare workers, bring firewood back to the community, different things. And within 4 months of beginning the organization, though, we had another division, and it was a hand-pedaled three-wheeler. And so if you can imagine, everything is on the steering column, where you steer, you pedal, you brake, and that's for those who have been disabled by landmines, polio, and other disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so after 8 years of prototyping, we have an engineer that I met at a party back in 2005, and I had told him I was going to take a welding class. I wanted to learn to weld, because if I could weld, I figured I could build a trike. If you can dream it, you can do it, right? Mm-hmm. But he heard about what I wanted to do, and he said, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the prototyping?
Thank you, God. You know?
So now, 8 years later, he's designed 22 different prototypes, and we have these on five continents. And our goal is to have people building them in other parts of the world. So that's a lofty goal. It's hard to figure out, especially with my condition, not being able to travel over there. I don't know what I could help them with anyways mechanically once I got over there. But what we have chosen to do is to enlist schools. We've begun a trike university consortium where we have different colleges who are doing different things around the trike.
That is interesting. I'm going to find out more about that as we pause here for 1 second. Thinking about, this is a people ministry, so people are getting involved in colleges and in universities to learn how the skills they have that God has given them can give the power to those who need it. So, friends, stay with us here. We continue with Alice Tyson coming up here, friends, as we understand the difference that just one person like Alice made, and that you make too. Stay with us at Moody Radio. Thank you for listening to us today. Nancy at moody.edu or thisistheday.fm. You're going to find links to Alice Tyson's website, and I hope you'll go there because she's actually got something special she herself is doing today about her Kindle book, which is out, her book, which is on Kindle, Writing on Faith, Keeping Your Balance When the Wheels Fall Off, which I love that title. It is a perfect title for you. So tell us about this free offer.
I am offering the book on Kindle as a free download July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So all you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Alice. And if you type in Alice T, it comes up as Writing on Faith, Keeping Your Balance When the Wheels Fall Off. My last name's a little tricky to spell, so we won't go there. But I've open it up for your listeners for the next 3 days for free download.
And it's a really good book to read. It's an exciting story. It's a real life story. And it's all about, you know, the journey of Alice to taking her to where she is now. I love the story of one person changing the world with God's help, of course. And what, tell us about this University Trike Consortium and what is that?
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're leaving the bike ministry, the two-wheel bike ministry, because we found that our sweet spot is our hand-pedaled three-wheeler that we have designed. And so we found that we have a trike that is bigger than we are. And so that's just like God. So we have brought in colleges, different disciplines at different colleges, to have students see that what they are studying can make an impact in the world for Christ. So, for instance, Spring Arbor University, they have helped a school in India, in Hyderabad, India. It's a vocational technical school, and they needed something to teach the Dalit people how to do welding, but they needed some money. So the Spring Arbor University in Michigan had their business students raised they hoped to raise $2,500, and they raised $4,700 in a three-month period between October and December. They are now, they've just finished the first 10 trikes in India, and the plan is to distribute those to people within a leprosy compound. And they're not going to give them to them for free, but they're going to ask for them to give back. Now, we in America think the only way you can give back is green and dollar bills. But that's not true. They're going to ask for them to give of what they have, maybe a talent. I know in Ethiopia, when we did this, someone spoke eight languages, and he gave back by helping a doctor interpret for an American doctor who only spoke one language. Well, those eight languages were much more valuable than that green thing that we always are so obsessed by. And so now we're looking at other possibilities of how now to help make the program in India sustainable. Maybe to talk with a business school there to see how they can help those in India make it sustainable so they're not dependent on the U.S. And there's a business group called Enactus. They have chapters in college campuses. And the Spring Arbor's Enactus is going to look and see if there's an Enactus club in Hyderabad, India, to help with the business programming. Another thing we've done is with Messiah College. They used our trike as a course curriculum, and they did computerized analysis of the trike to see where our weak points were. And it showed these engineering students that their talent has can impact the world for Christ. And so we also have had a journalism student from Roosevelt University who spent 3 months helping us with everything to do with website, my book. And now we're even looking at one of my alma maters here in Chicago, a nursing program, who's considering can they take it to Haiti or somewhere else that they go as a student work project. So we are, and one of your listeners had a student going, child going to ONU, Olivet Nazarene, and she introduced me by email to one of their professors. And so we're looking that maybe in the fall we'll do a senior project with one of these professors. So we're open to having colleges and universities come alongside us and do different things, whatever their discipline is, to find something that fits in with their discipline, because, as you know, it takes a world to do anything, all types of skills to do all types of things.
Alice, I could sit and listen to you talk forever about what your plans are, but you have got it together. It's like the Acts Church, everyone giving into the one thing. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Alice Tyson, go to our website. You'll find her link right there. Go to thisistheday.fm, get her free Kindle book. And what she's all about is the freedom of knowing God is with us, making us free. And Alice, God bless you. Thanks for being on the show today.
You've been listening to This Is the Day with Nancy Turner. For more information, visit our website, thisistheday.fm.